In 2011, there were at least 62 screeners arrested, and this includes 1 for murder, 11 for sex crimes, 10 of which involved children, 4 for drug smuggling through airport security, over a dozen for theft from passengers, totaling in excess of $800,000. Other crimes from the TSA included impersonating a police officer, assault and battery, and other assorted violations. Example 1. A Federal Transportation Security Administration employee has been arrested in connection with the molestation of a girl, Orange County Sheriff's deputy said. After a 15-year-old girl came forward claiming Charles Henry Bennett, 57, touched her inappropriately when she was 12 years old. Deputies said he was arrested early Friday and booked into the Orange County Jail. The arrest report says man told investigators he planned to make her, quote unquote, a sex slave. A Transportation Security Administration worker at Logan International Airport is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Sean Shanahan, 45, of Winthrop, is being held on $50,000 bail for following his arraignment in East Boston District Court. Now, he is charged with statutory rape, enticement of a child, and indecent assault and battery on a person 14 years old. Example 3. Passengers at the airport are shocked over what police say. Burley, a TSA screener, did Wednesday morning when a female passenger noticed painkillers missing from her purse after going through a security checkpoint. An investigation was prompted. Later, a TSA official found the missing pills they say Burley tried to hide. According to the employees at the airport, it was all caught on camera. Example 4. A TSA employee, Randall Scott King, 49, based at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, tried to kill himself after allegedly abducting a woman, sexually assaulting her, then giving her a suicide note to deliver. These are the people, folks, that are putting their hands on you at the airport. Example 5. A Transportation Security Administration agent has been charged with theft after attempting to steal a laptop at Memphis International Airport, which, by the way, I had my laptop ripped off out of Memphis International Airport as well, but yet the TSA responded to me by saying it wasn't their responsibility. Now, back to my point. Ricky German, 48, was charged Wednesday with theft of property over $1,000, but less than $10,000. The incident occurred December 20th, and it's uncertain why it took so long for charges to be filed. Example 6. Timothy Monroe, 41, faces charges including trafficking cocaine, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony, possession of marijuana with the intent to sell, and possession of paraphernalia. A Brevard County Circuit Court judge set a bond of $743,000 for a Transportation Security Administration employee who has been charged with selling drugs from his Palm Bay house. Example 7. 2 employees with the United States Transportation Safety Administration have been arrested and are facing charges after allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from checked baggage at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. WNBC-TV reported that Kumar Prasad, 36, and Devon Webb, 30, are expected to each face felony charges of grand larceny, conspiracy, and possession of stolen property. They are also expected to face a misdemeanor charge of official misconduct. According to the channel, citing police and an unnamed TSA official familiar with the case, $39,980 was recovered from the homes of the suspects in connection with the investigation. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And, yes, we're back in the saddle. We just got back from KHNC 1360 AM in Johnstown, Colorado. And, folks, I just got to tell you, first and foremost, when we got there from Minneapolis to Johnstown, we got up early in the morning and we head out to the Parish Park, which is in Johnstown, obviously. And we spent from 10 to 4 in the morning to the afternoon in 94-degree weather. As a matter of fact, when I first got there, I just said to the people that were there at that particular time, I said, if anybody shows up in 94-degree weather, I will be more than happy. Well, folks, it didn't just happen that a couple people showed up. They had a good showing, and I was pleasantly surprised in a way because, again, it was 94 degrees. I think people do make distinction between heat in Minnesota because it's a very humid heat. If it's 94 in Minnesota, I mean, you're literally baking outside. In Colorado, it's kind of a dry heat, so it's more tolerable. But again, it was just the point that the people showed up in such a fashion that they did. And I got to tell you, folks, when I say that KHNC 1360 AM has been a family for 10 years to this ministry, that's exactly what I encountered when I got there. I mean, you want to talk about heart people. You want to talk about people that are set for the Lord. You want to talk about a people that are set on making things right. That's exactly what I experienced there in Johnstown, Colorado with my KHNC 1360 family. And I want to tell you as well, they have something very special going on right now. And in the process, if you guys wouldn't mind out there, a little prayer coming their way, it's exactly what they need because they have a prime opportunity right now. Because Little Johnstown's becoming a Big Johnstown right now. It's growing exponentially, and I am happy for them in this transition in a favorable light in so many different ways. But again, I just want to say thank you to KHNC 1360 AM. This is one of the things that we do across the country, and that is a prime example and a prime reason that this ministry takes the time to go out and visit these people. We're not a ministry that just hides behind the microphone. We're not a ministry that hides behind the pen, bunch of paper tigers that do nothing but tell everybody what the problem is and never give about resolve. No, we always want to lead by example as we follow the Christ. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 6, 4:12, forgive me, 1 Corinthians 11:1 as well. Read those scriptures. Again, this will bring to the light as to what I'm sharing with you now. Want to let you know that we're going to just kind of get back in the saddle and just kind of cover some of the things that need to be covered. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I want to give you some information. It's another one of those I told you so's, and it's not difficult to understand why it's one of those I told you so's. When I continuously point the finger back at what you tolerate in this country from federal, from the federal level to the state level, the administration that's appointed, just like the last one and the one that preceded that one and so on and so forth, all the way back to JFK for the most part, and it was going on before that, but it really took, they really got their foot in the door after the assassination of John F. Kennedy Jr., or I'm sorry, John F. Kennedy, forgive me. But I continuously tell you that these people are appointed and they're extorted and they're compromised. One of those guys just happens to be RFK Jr. Now, I think he's very inspirational in a lot of ways, like his dad was. But the fact of the matter is he was appointed by Donald Trump to do exactly what he's doing. And how many times does the Word of God bring forth to the light and lay in charge to the people where the Lord says, take heed? That means pay careful attention to yourself and pay attention to what it is that you're being told by these people that you tolerate. You judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. Well, this is another prime example. What am I talking about? Security experts are raising the alarm over RFK Jr.'s proposal to put health tracking devices on every American. Matter of fact, RFK Jr., just which is the global initiative, and it's what they've been talking about for a long, long time, and it's what they're trying to pass through now. 13:17 of Revelation. Read it when you get a moment. But what's interesting is there is no difference, folks. If they're appointed, they're extorted. And if they're extorted, they get into a position where they're told what to do, and it's exactly what they're doing. But on the way up to get voted in by the people or to get the people's approbation, the approval of the people, what do they have to do? They have to sell you that that person's a good guy. Now, it's not just that RFK Jr. is proposing to put health trackers on devices on every American, but I thought it was important for everybody to also understand that RFK and his new committee that he just sold himself as, again, once as usual, the good guys, his new committee, you ready for this? This is RFK, in surprise move, nobody surprised here, friends, RFK Jr.'s vaccine committee votes to recommend RSV shots for infants. Wait a second, I thought he sold himself to the American people as Mr. Anti-Vax and that they're going to go after Big Pharma. Now, what's also interesting to note is the mainstream media is putting up caution flags of RFK right now, saying that he's a threat to Big Pharma. The truth of the matter is he's not a big threat to Big Pharma, because if he was, he would have never been put in position. Just ask J.D. Vance, who's a salesman for big pharmaceutical companies. But nobody wants to listen to that neither until it hits home. Again, friends, sooner or later, this is going to come into your front door, and it's going to be by force, just like Amos 6:3 warns us, just like Proverbs 21, verse 7 warns us, that if you don't bring judgment upon the heads of the guilty, it's going to come right back at you and sweep you away, is exactly what Scripture says. Again, some guy said to me this week, Bradley, you know, I just don't like the way that Bradley Dean predicts things. It's like, hey, listen, I'm not predicting anything. I'm being led by the living God, the living Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14. And if you look at the judgments of God and you look at America today, it's not hard to predict. As a matter of fact, it's not a prediction in any sense of the word. It's a confirmation, because the word already said this is what's going to happen when a people rebel against heaven. So I'm not predicting anything. You're just getting foreknowledge here, friends, of what it is that you've been refusing to take heed to. In other words, this is what happens to a nation that forgets God. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Before It's Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Meanwhile, in Canada, who is being invaded by Muslims to to no end, seriously, and I say that with all due respect to those that are listening. In Canada, friends, you do know that many people believe that Canada will be used as a staging point to attack this country. I mean, outside of the fact that they're inviting Muslims in, and again, I wish people would pay attention to history because they're used as mercenaries to kill off political opposition concerning the dictator that is alluring them in, just like into America right now. But I want to show you what's happening in Canada, because what's happening, Americans, is that the said prime minister, again, apparently the people had enough of Justin Trudeau, but they didn't realize that they're given an option of one of those guys that wear the same jersey as Mr. Trudeau. And that's exactly what they got, because people don't realize that real candidates are being completely suppressed and censored throughout the nations, because the American people and people worldwide have allowed their said countries to allow the mainstream media to be the only source of any information that's given onto them. So let me show you what's happening. In Canada, they're telling you that the old system doesn't work. And I've talked about this before. They're going to tell you that the old system doesn't work. Therefore, we need to bring in a new system. Wait a second. In America, if we have righteous men in office, because that's the problem, those that occupy the offices are installed by the corrupt and extorted by the corrupt. When we put good men into office, those Ten Commandments that the Lord bestowed upon us in keeping up with the liberty that he bestows upon us through Christ, 2 Corinthians 3:17. It's interesting, all is well, but if they don't enforce the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, what do? Well, they don't enforce them, and then they encourage the crime, and then they tell you that our old system of government doesn't work. No, the old system of government is A-OK. And by the way, Americans, listen to me carefully. It's going to come back to the old system, system of government in this country through a work of reformation, but the Lord's going to bring it back through judgment, Isaiah 4:4. Go ahead, mark it down. It is June 30th, 2020. Go ahead and write it down when it comes to pass. Don't tell me I didn't tell you it was coming, but it's going to come after judgment. Listen to me carefully. It's going to come after judgment. The bad guy's not getting away with anything, friends, because the seed of the righteous is forever. Do you understand? But the people that are here now, they don't care enough about their freedoms to actually stand up and hold the corrupt accountable. What's going to happen is the Lord's going to judge the country because he's been doing it for some time now, individually and corporately. He's going to judge the nation, and then he's going to restore. And that's what happens. That's how the Lord does what he does. When men fail to obey, he brings judgment where those men that fail to obey wish they would have taken the time to obey when they had the opportunity to do so. Well, we've now crossed that line into a point of no return. We are going into heavier judgments, just like what's going on in Canada. It's going on worldwide, but it all starts here in the People's White House, okay? But again, I want to make clear that you all understand there's nothing wrong with a system of government in which we have right now if the laws were enforced. What they're doing is they're tearing down the laws and they're saying that system doesn't work. Therefore, we need to bring about a new world
order. More dangerous and divided. A time where the rules-based international, the global order, rules-based.
They're all saying the same thing.
In a time when technological change is accelerating. And we really have two choices as a jurisdiction, as a country in this circumstance. We can nostalgically look back and long for the old order to somehow return, or we can build a new one with purpose.
Isn't that what they've been saying from the People's White House for 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 years now? It's exactly what they've said. Nostalgically, in other words, if you want to go back to the old system of government, almost like looks in at a way in where he's shunning upon it in condemning it or kicking it to the curb, or what we can do is we can make a new international order. No, we don't need an international order, Americans. And again, who's responsible for attempting to create this new order more so than what's coming from the halls of government in your country today? Guess what Canada's doing, friends? They're calling for a new global order. Just like Obama, just like the Bushes, just like the Clintons, just like the Bush before him. Anybody paying attention? I hope so. Well, some will say, well, that's, praise God, Trump's not doing that. Oh, no, he's doing that big time. He's doing it through omission right now, through silence right now. Rest assured. Hey, folks, if you want to look at the degree of corruption, and compare it to old presidential candidates, this one's getting away with much, much more than any other candidate has gotten away with, even that of Barack Hussein Obama. So let's listen to the rest of this Mark Carney clown, and he is a stooge for the New World Order. He's got strings attached to him. He's doing what he's told to do, and listen carefully as to what he says.
And partnership.
Partnership.
And as the most European of the non-European countries, Canada looks first to the European Union. And so today, this is a new era of
It's always new.
Our strategic Canada-EU or EU-Canada strategic partnership for the future will build a new and deeper relationship that brings us closer together. But now we're working alongside the European Union to combat climate change.
Okay, so they're using climate change. Folks, it's all nonsense. this climate change thing. It's another created crisis to try to convince you that they can tax you all the more, because the power to tax is the power to destroy. Thomas Jefferson told that to us a long time ago. It's exactly what they're doing. And again, remember, Americans, this all starts in your backyard. Now, it's also interesting to note that the Lord tells us to go back to the old paths. Those that are trying to create change through not upholding the laws, but in fact advocating for the destruction of those laws by, instead of maintaining cause and maintaining order, what are they doing? They're creating disorder because they want to hasten the destruction of countries to say that that system of government doesn't work anymore. Yet the Lord told us, in opposite, in contrast to what Mark Carney said here, when he said, you know what, we can do this and go to the new change rather than the nostalgic change. And the Lord says, go back to the old paths in Jeremiah 6:16. But the Bible also tells us that the people didn't listen. So if you don't want to listen, this is what you're going to get. And you better understand that it's going to be an arbitrary system of a tyrannical government worldwide if you allow this to happen. When you go to Proverbs 24:21, what does it say? It tells us right there, my son, fear thou the Lord. Depart from lawlessness. That's the wisdom of the children of God. Iniquity, right? Proverbs 16:6. It says, fear the Lord. And then it goes on, and the king. Our king in this country is no king but King Jesus. And as far as what we have in front of us, we have the supremacy clause called Article 6, Section 2, again, called the supremacy clause. Then it goes on in the King James Version, Proverbs 24:21, meddle not with them that are given to change. Meddle not with them that are given to change. What's happening, friends? These are the ones that are trying to change the system. Why are they trying to change the system? Because they want to tear down constitutions worldwide and create one in the image of a global order. And he's got two horns on his head, too. And what is that? It's a complete mockery of the king of all the earth. And his name is Jesus Christ. And I just want to say, friends, wholeheartedly, there is no king but King Jesus. There is no king but King Jesus. And you righteous out there, you be encouraged in a spiritual sense. Those that bear their cross, you understand this. The seed of the righteous is going nowhere. Because even if we are expendable, because we all are, the fact of the matter is the Lord will raise up another one in our stead, and he will always, from the beginning of time to the end of our time known to man, get in the last word. He will always have the last word, friends. He always has up to this point, has he not? Absolutely. But see, what we have is a bunch of devils let loose to go ahead and do what they want to do, to try to do what the preceding administration couldn't do, because they want to go ahead and test their steel before the King of Heaven, before the governor of all nations. And might I remind all of you as well, the government is upon the shoulders of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, friends. They'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Now, I'm going to come back on the other side, and I kind of want to just share my thoughts with you concerning what I observed when I was at the airport on the way coming back from Denver into Minneapolis. I mean, now the Minneapolis airport, somehow or another, has gone rogue. We're talking about having our police force look like the military, carrying high-powered weapons, and yet I look at all the employees, and the majority of the employees at the Minnesota airport, they're Muslims. Oh, my goodness. Talking about confusion by design. Indeed. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, 281-845-4704. I wanted to let you know as well, friends, if you want to have an event outdoors, we've seen this in Colorado, we've seen this in Florida, we've seen this in Minnesota, where we have live affiliates across the country, and then we do events. They're always good showings, friends, and again, we would just encourage you people to go ahead. If we're not in your backyard on your local affiliation, please call them, contact them, let them know about us. We just got a phone call this morning from a radio station in Georgia asking how do we get you on the radio. Please do convey the information to them and do your best to get us out there, friends, because we, me and Tim and others that are in this ministry, we don't have all the time to do what many of you may be able to go ahead and facilitate on the behalf of the ministry, and we would greatly appreciate in the process. That's one way of reaching out to more people, Luke 19:10. So with that said, friends, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, and I want to get back to my thoughts concerning what I observed at the airport. So on the way to the airport, we get there, and once we finally do get to the airport, we go through the process. And right when we walk in the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, folks, literally, that's all we see to the left and to the right, and all those that are manning many of these stations. I would say easily 85% of all that which is behind desks at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, they're Muslims. And again, I'm sitting there and I'm walking in, I'm just saying to myself, and I've thought this before, but I got a little bit deeper in thought, and I noticed that, you know, it's interesting that we go into the airport, we see those that were accused of dropping the two towers as our arch enemies, right? That's what was sold to us. And in the process, what we do is we look around and we notice so many pieces of apparatus have now been put in place to basically screen the American people. I also noticed behind the TSA, it's a pretended authority, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I noticed that many of those people, again, I'm going to give you a percentage of what I've seen, 99.999% of the people that are working for the TSA, they're unqualified people. They're absolutely unqualified. They walk in a pretended authority. They talk to the people like they're a bunch of cattle. They illegally put their hands on you. But again, stop for a moment. Who put them in position in the first place? The government used the Muslims. Again, I'm telling you who told us, all of us, okay? All of the listeners and viewers. We were told by the mainstream media that it was the Muslims that dropped the two buildings. Nobody profited from that war more than your government. Don't forget, it wasn't the Muslims that overthrew the Constitution by establishing something called the Unconstitutional Act called the Patriot Act. Remember all of the agencies that have been created since September 11th. It wasn't the Muslims that did it. It was your government to do it. And then when the Department of Homeland Security came about, isn't it interesting that the definition 72 times over had nothing to do with Muslims, communists, anybody that's here to upend who we are as a people? It was all aimed at Christian Americans. Matter of fact, I just had my friend Troy Newman highlight in his last letter. I just got it yesterday after we got back home from Denver. And it was a letter declaring to the people how the U.S. government is using the army to declare his ministry, which is to stand up against the murder of children, Proverbs 6:17, 2013 of Exodus, to stop the murder of children as a terrorist organization. Your government is teaching your military branches and those unconstitutional agencies like the FBI, the CIA, and the list goes on, that the terrorists are the American Christians, the patriots, and or the conservatives. Okay? So we have that figured out. Okay, so now let's go back to the airport. So we're going into the airport, and what do we have? We go through the TSA. Again, as I said, it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. By the way, if you look at the history of the TSA, have they stopped one terrorist act? Just one. Since their implementation? Nope. Who's profited from the TSA more than international war criminal George Soros and others who are working hand in glove with those that you tolerate in the halls of government to accuse you as a potential terrorist every time you walk into an airport, a bus depot, a train depot, or going into a baseball game or whatever the case might be today? Who's accusing you of being a terrorist? Your government is. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that you have to go through a line, put your hands up in the air, walk through the line, be screened again, and then if they want to go ahead and put their hands on you, well, they can go ahead and try with me and mine. But the fact of the matter is then they want to go ahead and take and put their hands on you unlawfully. Okay, I was just highlighting the fact, have you taken the time to see the crimes of the TSA? The pedophiles that are in TSA uniforms, the drug traffickers, the child traffickers, the thieves, the list goes on, the murderers, no joke. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. These are the sorts of people that have been put in place, the baser sort, to violate the people. Notice the employees when you walk in the airport. They're Muslims. Notice, friends, also how they have Europeanized the airports across the United States of America, just like I said that they were attempting to do. What are they doing? You should see the military armor that the police have in these airports now. I remember as a little kid, we did a lot of airport runs. And what they used to do is they just used to have this little metal scanner, and there was no line. And if there was a line, it lasted just for a moment. And it was also interesting that you could take your families and go to the gates and say goodbye to them, welcome them. Oftentimes, the stewardess would ask us kids, do you want to go in and see what it looks like on an airplane? All those days are gone under the guise of terrorism. And isn't it interesting how the American people have taken on that their government is securing them and protecting them? While at the same time simultaneously pointing their finger at every single one of us as a potential terrorist, yet the illegals that they treasonously allured into this country, they don't have to prove a thing to get on an airplane, Americans. Are you awake as to what this is? An overthrow of who we are? Deuteronomy 28:43, Deuteronomy 28:63. Some people will say to me, Bradley, you're just trying to scare us. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm telling you to open your eyes, and if I have to help pry them open out of love for you and yours, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. You know, another point I wanted to make is when you go into the airports now, they're telling you, and it's not true at all of the unconstitutional, invasive pat-downs. In some cases, they're using dogs in the airports and going two by two before you can get on an airplane. That's all they're doing is conditioning you, people. Listen to me again. That's all they're doing is conditioning you, people, to accept a new world order, to accept a police state that at every given turn, that if the police want to go ahead and violate you, and I'm talking about unlawfully, they can go ahead and do it. And I know good police officers aren't doing that, and there's more good ones than there's not. And I also believe there's a lot of people that are wide awake to what's going on. But I'll tell you what, it is violating going into an airport today. Here, this is the point I wanted to make. You have to have a license. And guess who's selling you this license? None other than the whore, literally, committing adultery against her husband and also committing adultery against her people, Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, which is an unconstitutional agency every step of the way. Keep in mind, the DHS was actually busing in the illegals when they were busted over the last three administrations concerning the illegals. They were busing them in to Catholic Charities and Lutheran Social Services on the southern border. And regardless of what you were told by the mainstream media, you are being lied by every administration, because they have been bleeding in and invading this country for a long time. That's why we have 35 jihadi camps and over 2,000 sleeper cells across the United States of America, said John Guandoli, former FBI. But let's go back to this license thing. So on top of the fact that you have to have a new license, says Kristi Noem, which again is a blatant lie, it's unconstitutional. Once again, they're violating your God-given rights, friends. But what's interesting is when you walk up to the line and you give them your license or your passport, you know what's also interesting is showing you how they're taking it a step at a time through the Hegelian dialect. They're testing the people at every given step. What am I talking about? Well, you give them your card, you give them your boarding pass, and then what they do now, and I've seen this in Atlanta, I've seen this in Denver, I've seen it in Minneapolis now, which they never had it before. They're pushing it again, Americans. Now what they want to do is they tell you to go ahead and stand in front of the camera so now they can take a picture of you. Well, of course, we opt out of that every single time. I want to tell you the responses, and I could care less what their response is, but I want to show you who they're working for, because it's not for we the people. When you look at them and you tell them, you're not taking my picture, you've already got my license, you've already got my boarding passes. Listen, folks, I said, do you want my blood next? Because at the end of the day, that's exactly what it's coming to. But my wife will say it, I'll say it, my kids will say it. No, you're not taking my picture. But the majority of the people, they go right through the line. They do everything that they're told to do by a bunch of unqualified individuals that are there to trample your God-given rights, namely the Fourth Amendment, and the people in this country just gladly give it all up. They gladly take another picture. Wait a second. Where does it stop? Here. It stops at your blood. Because, friends, that's exactly where this is going. They are so intrusive. They're collecting records on people at every given step. Does this sound like the Chinese social credit system that they have set up? It's exactly what it is. Folks, you keep just going along with everything that's unconstitutional. Pretty soon, you're going to have nothing to stand up and defend because you forfeited everything that the Lord has bestowed upon you. And the airports are a prime example of what I'm talking about. Folks, they're transgressing and accusing you of crimes from the beginning that you walk in the door to the point that you walk out of the airport. You got to stand up and say, no more. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Okay. I mean, as I was talking about going to the airport today, friends, is about as violating can be. And just the submission from the American people. Shame on you. Seriously, putting everything on your phone and giving them over to a digital currency, giving yourself over to giving up all of your records, signing in, signing out on your phones, and paying for everything on your folks. You people, seriously, you're simply too easy. You're way too easy. Don't complain about your taskmasters. You love them. Matter of fact, you're looking for new ones all the time for someone to go ahead and lead your life instead of the Lord that you claim to serve. who stood up against all of this unlawful nonsense and crimes. This tyrannical nonsense is what it is. Here, let me show you something else, friends. Just while I was away, Thomas Massie, again, is the guy that allegedly, okay, I'm just going off the information I have here. Thomas Massie is the guy that Donald Trump wants to get away from because Donald's too busy bowing down to modern-day Rothschild Israel. Serving Mr. Mayakovsky, you know him as Benjamin Netanyahu. But you were sold by Donald Trump concerning this big, beautiful bill, just like Mike Johnson, that traitor, that Judas, Luke 22:48. And Thomas Massie's coming out and saying, hey, listen, what they're selling to you is the big, beautiful bill. Is not a big, beautiful bill at all. No, just take him for face value. Don't judge him the way that the Lord tells you to judge him. Don't judge their fruit. Just keep going headlong straight into the hell that your country's becoming as you're being invaded and overthrown, okay? Now, I'm saying that for the reason that Thomas Massie said, you were promised the big, beautiful bill, and he said, but you would do these things, but it does not. You were promised that the big, beautiful bill, or this big, beautiful bill, forgive me, would do these things. But Thomas Massie, again, is saying that it doesn't do this. This is how it was sold to you. You were promised that it would prohibit welfare for illegal aliens. It does not stop that. You were promised it would stop funding sex changes for kids. It does not do that. Folks, crime, treason, okay, setting Americans at war with those that want to go ahead and attack their children. You were promised that this big, beautiful bill would end registration for suppressors. Another attack on your Second Amendment. It does not do this, said Thomas Massie. You were told that it was going to defund Planned Parenthood for 10 years. It does not do that. As a matter of fact, folks, if anybody's paying attention, Donald Trump gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood during his first criminal tenure. Well, he was out there telling 650,000 protesters in Washington, D.C., that nobody supported life more than I have, him and creepy pedophile Mike Pence. You all remember that? Yeah, well, he was doing the opposite behind closed doors. And in P.S., the mainstream media actually told you the truth of what he was doing that during that particular time. But because so many are confused, Daniel 9-7, they just thought, well, they're attacking Donald again. No, they're trying to confuse you. Because what Donald says and what he does, just like any other politician, are two different stories, as I'm highlighting even now. Thomas goes on and says, this was also promised to you to implement RAINS Act, which it does not. He said to reduce the deficit. No, as a matter of fact, Donald Trump was selling himself the first time around, friends, on the presidential campaign trail, that he was going to go ahead and lower the national deficit. Do remember that he added $8.7 trillion to the national deficit before he left office the first time around. The importance, hence, of paying attention to the fruit on their branches. Okay. Wanted to share that with you. Also thought it was pretty important because I think people need to see this because just to show you how they're playing this game, and it is a game, they're acting outside of their constitutional provisions and what defines their duties, and they're assuming authority that's never been given unto them. Speaking of the kids, isn't it interesting that they just reported that somehow, this is a victory for the conservatives of the day, the do-nothing professors in the church. Breaking news, like this is great news. The Supreme Court rules, like if they're a law unto themselves, that parents can opt children out of LGBT books. Wait a second. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, our laws condemn all of those crimes. What do you mean the Supreme Court ruled? See, this is where an educated people see it for what it is, that every single one on the Supreme Court needs to be impeached and prosecuted for their crimes and replaced with righteous men. Because they never had the authority to normalize the crime in the first place. But see how they keep pushing the envelope? Oh, now the Supreme Court's saying, no. You know what? You can't teach them. You can't force that on the kids. Wait a second. They've been unlawfully, feloniously doing this for a long time now. Wow. I got a post in front of me right now. If it were better for him to that a millstone were hanged about his neck and him cast into the sea, then he should offend one of these little ones. Again, Luke 17:2. Nobody supports this, and nobody's advocated transgenderism, as they call it, friends, more than yours truly, the one that occupies the People's White House right now. The gayest president, he tweeted, in the history of America. So while he's telling his worshipers that should know better, that, listen, we're not going to have that, on the other side, what is he doing? He's promoting it to another group of people that he's on their side. Okay? Speaking of which, I thought this might be important for you as well, because people are now paying attention to the fact that now this little whore, both natural and spiritual, she is, that's what the Bible calls her. This is Kristi Noem, who's had plastic surgery, I think, 15 times now. I'm being facetious, but she truly has, right? It's interesting how she does crimes and commits crimes in South Dakota, and then somehow or another she's promoted to the Department of Homeland Security. Say they all sell themselves out, just like actresses, just like many people in the music industry, the list goes on. But I want you to see this. It says DHS awards $94 million in grants to help protect 512 Jewish faith-based organizations from targeted violence and terrorism. Why all this making Israel great again? What's going on? Well, Americans, on this show, I think you understand as to why we're being censored and suppressed, because we're telling you the truth of the matter. The Times of Israel, it tells us, U.S. to spend record $454 million securing religious institutions as anti-Semitism spikes. Friends, anybody out there seeing anything to do with anti-Semitism? Me neither. The question that needs to be begged here is, who are these people working for? I think you know. And it's not the Jews of the Lord. I've said this 1,000 times. Interestingly enough, I took, I'll try to say her name, Aloni, Mrs. Aloni, the former Israeli cabinet member, winner of the 2000 Israeli Prize, said, anti-Semitic, she said, it's a trick. She said, we always use it to stifle legitimate criticism of Jews, not of the Lord, but of the synagogue of Satan and the Zionist Israel that Rothschilds have created. So what do? Well, I get clowns that come after me without knowing what they're talking about. The only people that I debate with, for the most part, friends, or actually just kind of scripturally backhand, because my Lord told me not to answer a fool in their folly, is those that profess to be what they're clearly not. This one guy says to me, he says, after I posted that, he says to me, you should spend more time paying attention to leading people to Christ. By the way, who was Jewish? His mother was, right? And less time leading people to turn against the Jewish people. What is this guy? An absolute idiot. A biblical illiterate trying to tell me that what I'm doing is I'm attacking all the Jewish people. No, you don't, as I've said 1,000 times, collectively take a people and say, you better not speak out against any American. You better not speak out against any in Germany. You better not speak out any in Africa. Nonsense. You speak out against evil wherever you see it. And the problem is these people haven't taken time to see what Jesus had to say about the whole issue. Revelation 3:9, he made distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. How many times and how many people have leveled their accusation against me without even knowing what they're talking about? I'm making distinction the same way that I would make distinction between any people that is good and righteous and upright before the Lord and those that are not. But what we're seeing is those that are selling you Israel today. For example, the mainstream media somehow or another, friends, the devil's telling you the truth this time, that we got to defend Israel at all costs. No, folks, it's not the Israel of God. Read Romans 2:28 and 2:29. And again, read John 8:44, Revelation 3:9, Revelation 2:9, and make distinction, friends, because what you're seeing on a broader scale is, folks, a reallocation of your tax dollars going to a people that are playing the victim when in fact they're doing the attacking. You understand? Love you enough to tell you what most won't. We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. Again, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya. Have a good night.